So welcome back to this new episode where we will unfold the truth, how being wrong is actually being right. And remember, friends, nobody tells us about this, that these are the foundations of having a growth mindset, because there are some stereotypes that we need to break. So stay tuned. Do not miss to hit the like button. Do not miss to hit the subscribe button. Do not miss to write your comments what stood out to you the most. And do not miss to share. It really, really encourages. Yeah. Have you ever experienced an aching desire to be right and certain? And with that certainty, have you ever come to realize later that you were completely wrong? Many people have an unshakable belief and certainty in their ability at their job or in the amount of salary they should be making. They feel they are very right about it, but that certainty makes them feel worse, not better, especially when they see others getting promoted over them and they start feeling unappreciated. Let's actually go back to time, and I'm sure we all would have experienced about having a partner with us, girlfriend, boyfriend, or a partner. And I am 100% sure that back then, you would have thought that we will be together. And then when that relationship ended, you would have also thought that you will never feel the same for anybody else. But you eventually do find someone. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would I want to listen to such a podcast about, you know, being wrong? Well, let me start by saying that I have been wrong as well. And oh boy, about so many things. But what I really want to express and leave you today with is that being wrong is not bad, in fact. It is about growth, learning, and unfolding the unexpected. I request you to challenge yourself today for the next few minutes with this podcast episode to continue to listen in to this perspective. If you really want to shift the way you think and the way you conduct yourself and for the people around you, let's begin. There's a famous Michael Jordan quote about him falling over and over again, and that's why he succeeded. Well, I feel being wrong about everything over and over again, and that's why our life improves. Riding a bicycle, we all would have done it. I mean, go back to that time and imagine or think about how many times would we have fallen. But with every fall, I am very sure that you will agree with me, we learned something new. It could be the way we are seating, it could be the way we are paddling, it could be the way we are maneuvering. Every single fall taught us something or the other, isn't it? Let's take another example, career choices. Think of the major that you chose in your college and the first job you had. Many thought they would love a certain career path, only to discover that it wasn't the right fit. Well, one person is sitting right in front of you. I'm an engineer, but look at where I am. I am doing this, where I'm talking about growth, evolution, learning, unlearning, right? But through experiences, we all adjust, and we all have adjusted our course until we found a path that felt more authentic and fulfilling, or perhaps many are still in the process. And I am in the process too. Other example, which probably everybody would connect to, is relationships. Each failed relationship teaches us valuable lessons about communication, boundaries, and what we truly seek in a partner. Let's take an example of personal growth. I mean, reflect on yourself, who you were 5 years before and now, there would be a startling difference. And probably there would have been things that you were wrong about and you adjusted, you adapted to learn to grow, right? When we learn something new, we don't go from wrong to right. We go from wrong to slightly less wrong. And then when we learn something additional, we go from slightly less wrong to slightly less wrong than that, and then to even less wrong and so on. Are you getting my point? We are always in the process of approaching the truth and perfection without actually ever reaching the truth or perfection. This is the truth that needs to be unfolded, and that's what we are going to do. You might be wondering, why am I really talking about this? The reason why I'm really talking about this is because we keep hearing about having growth mindset, right? But nobody tells us that the foundations of having a growth mindset is about first internalizing and embracing the fact that we are wrong. And that's okay. And that's completely fine. And when we view from this perspective, personal growth can actually be very scientific and logical. Now, let's understand this better. Our values, our assumptions about the behavior to be good or bad. Our actions are experiments resulting to emotions and thought patterns. That is our data, which then again feeds to our values and the cycle continues. Now, what is the learning here? Is the fact that these can be changed and these are never foolproof because it's cyclic in nature and it's about what we see, how we interpret, the meaning that we add and the conclusions we define. And therefore, I said that personal growth can be really, really scientific because it's important to break it down at the minutest level and understand it more deeply. Did you know that many people become obsessed with being right about their life that they never end up actually living it? For example, an individual who really, really works hard, like his ass off, and believes to deserve a promotion but never explicitly calls it out or says it to his or her boss. Why? Because there are particular certainties that one holds on to, and that makes them afraid to question or let go of values that have given their lives meaning for so long. In this case of a person working hard but thinking to deserve a promotion but not really telling, this is, in this particular case, the value is about working hard and the certainty that people will notice. This is where many go wrong because asking for a promotion would mean to confront yourself with your own belief and see if the skills are actually worth, and holding on to that certainty stops them to learn and to do something at the first place. Because they would think, how could they be wrong about this? And then when it doesn't happen, they sulk. You know what? It's easier to sit in a painful certainty that nobody would find you attractive, that nobody appreciates your talents, than to actually test those beliefs and find out for sure. Now, what I mean with this is that I can be really, really certain. I should be certain. And more than certain, I should be confident and back myself. But at the same time, I should be open about the fact that I could be wrong given in a particular context. And the fundamental aspect here is that, am I even open to test out my certainties? And that's where the game changes, and that's where the paradigm shifts in many ways. Certainty is the enemy of growth. Nothing is for certain until it has already happened. And even then, it may be debatable. Because remember, we go from wrong to less wrong, to lesser wrong. It's never about wrong to right. It's not that black and white. So the question is, what do we really do? how should our actions on a day-to-day basis really look like? Now, this is where it gets interesting because, like I said, I keep hearing, and in today's days, if you really list out the competencies that you need to grow in your life, one word will be about, or a phrase would be about growth mindset, right? Now, to actually inculcate growth mindset, it's really important to break the barrier of certainty. Number one, instead of striving for certainty, be in search for doubt. How do you do that? Challenge yourself. Challenge your beliefs and what you think is right. Seek for perspectives. Talk to people, different kind of people who are coming from different backgrounds. Have a diversity of thought. Second, being wrong opens to possibilities of change leading to growth mindset. With this, I really want to send one message that let's normalize being wrong. Being wrong is actually being right. It's actually helping you to grow. It's actually helping you to evolve. Do not feel that being wrong means it's about your weakness. Being wrong is an embarrassment. No, it is not. We only move from being wrong to a lesser wrong. Let's break this conventional, parochial stereotype that we can never be wrong. So, if nothing at all, one thing definitely that I would want you to leave with is, let's normalize being wrong. And it's okay. It's okay to be wrong. You would wonder why I'm so passionate about this particular topic, because I feel that we actually don't know what is a positive or a negative experience. Some of the most difficult and stressful moments of our lives turn out to be the most formative and motivating. And some of the most gratifying moments turn out to be the most distracting and demotivating. So what I mean is, I don't trust our conception of positive and negative experiences. All that we would know for certain is what hurts in the moment and what doesn't. And that's not worth much. That's not logical. That's not objective. That's not scientific enough for us to make decisions for ourselves. So today, my aim was to break that walls of stereotype with certainty and accepting the beauty of being wrong. I hope I was able to make you confront the uncomfortable truth that we are wrong about a lot of things. And actually, we are wrong about everything, if you have to look at it in that perspective. And wrongness, I repeat, wrongness is not admitting our weakness. Instead, it is a step forward. Great. So let me put this perspective from a scientific angle for you. Yeah. Back in time, a group of psychologists and scientists came together and they gathered a group of people. And at one time, they made one individual sit in a room alone, all alone. These people were told that if they do something specific, a light will blink. And with each flash of that light, there is a point and everybody will have 15 minutes. So it's a competition. How many people can actually get the flashlight on? Observations. As people engaged, everyone tried to do something randomly. When a first light came up, they started to think back and associate some logic to it. But then the light would not come up. Then again, they started experimenting. Some tried doing cartwheels. Some tried moving, dancing. Some jumped. Some pointed cluelessly here and there. Everybody did everything. The funny part was that the light flashes were random. There was a scientist sitting right outside who had the control on the light. And if we keep the sadism part aside, the aim of this experiment was to show how quickly human mind is capable of coming up and believing in a bunch of bullshit that isn't real. And it turns out we are really good at this. Well, our brains are meaning-making machines. What we understand as meaning is generated by the associations our brains make between two or more experiences. Our minds are constantly wiring, generating more and more associations to help us understand and control the environment around us. So, what are we really unlearning and learning today? Four big points. Number one, the brain is imperfect. We make mistakes with what we hear, what we see. We forget what we easily misinterpret. Number two, once we create a meaning for ourselves, our brains are designed to hold on to that meaning. We become biased and we don't let go of them. And that's a process of a brain. That's a phenomenon of a brain. Number three, most of our beliefs are wrong. In fact, all of our beliefs are wrong at some point in time. Actually, some are just lesser wrong than the others. There is no right or wrong belief. Your belief, my belief, there is no right or wrong. One could be lesser wrong than the other, right? The only idea is, are we open to learn, to listen and to learn and to evolve? That's it. That's the ask. The human mind is a jumble of inaccuracies. My aim is to help you confront this uncomfortable truth, because this is really, really incredible concept to understand and internalize, and it's a hard truth. My hope to make you feel uncomfortable and confront this is to make you curious. That's it. That's the request. If you are curious, I believe you will be continuously learning. I believe you will have an open mind and keep evolving to be a better human being, leading with growth mindset. That's my time. Thank you for being there. Help me be better at my work by commenting your constructive feedback. Help me reach this content to as many people as possible by liking this video and by sharing with people. Do not miss to subscribe to the Unfold Learning podcast. It is really encouraging to see the subscriber list increasing one at a time, and it is a really gratifying feeling. A lot of effort goes into the preparation, so it'll be really, really encouraging if you all could actually help me and help this channel grow. Follow the Unfold Learning podcast on Instagram and on all audio platforms. Till we meet next, stay tuned, be well, and remember, being wrong is okay. You're just moving forward. Thank you very much, and thank you for being there.